Welcome, welcome, one and all. That's the Blog Talk Radio moniker, I think, guys. And you're at the Dr. Rock Show. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Thanks for tuning in. It's a beautiful Thursday in Houston, Texas. We want to welcome you to the Dr. Rock Computer Love Show, where we talk every Thursday, that is Thursday, 7 o'clock Central Time, about romance and relationships, how to make it work, how to make it fit, how to do it, just anything that's on your mind. By the way, we got a brand new website called Brand New. That's brandnu.me. Take a look at it. Take a look at the book, Computer Love. But we got to start the show off like we always do it, guys. You know how we do. Computer love. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about perusing those airwaves through cyberspace in search of that soulmate, may it be male or female. We're just out here looking. We're out here talking about it. Again, guys, we got a brand new website. It's very interactive. It's got a lot of interactive widgets. We got a bunch of products. Help you publish your own book. How about we create a reality show just for you? You become the star. We got hardware, we got software, we have graphic design skills beyond that of mortal men. Take a look at it. That's www.brandnu.me. That's the .me generation. Also, while you're there, like I said, let us know if we can, if you need any assistance in anything with your books or starting your business, give us a call. This week's topic is about, again, perusing cyberspace, and we're going to be kicking the mathematics, but we got a song. And we think it's going to be quite apropos. Sit back, get that cool glass of Chardonnay, squeeze on that, squeeze the hand of that loved one, and just chill for a minute. You know how we do. One more time. We'll be right back.
phone number. You know I got to be cool in this cat you're sitting with. I'll do you right, baby. Come on.
Come on, come on. I know I do you better than catch you sitting with that jury curl. Because you at the Dr. Rock Show. You know how we do? What we do. That's that guitar. That's that Morris Day, guys. Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam. Anyway, hey, look here, guys. Again, it's Thursday. Oh, next week what we want to do is we want to have, want you guys to go to the site. That is www.brandnewnu.me, starting the .me generation. Get a copy, read the teaser of the book, Computer Love, guaranteed to be hot and spicy, guaranteed to spice up your bedroom. Been told that the book is so hot, it drove Zane insane in the membrane. What can I say? I know it's hot, hot like that. Get a copy of the book, read the teaser, call in next week. We're going to start talking about the book because the book is not just about, you know, erotic boudoir literature. The book is also about, you know, social commentary and the social dynamics between men and women. And that's what we deal with here every week. But this week, though, we're going to be talking about, we're going to be kicking the mathematics, guys. We're talking about, you know, you're going through cyberspace and what happens. You know, they want to know your bedroom, your shoe size. They want to know your address. You know, we want to know exactly what's on the minds of some of these women out here. We're going to have my co-host, the co-hostess with the mostest. That's the Master KT. You there, KT?
The mostest. I like that.
The hostess with the mostest. I stole that one, but, you know, we're going to go with it for a minute. We're going to go with that one because I want to remind you guys, if you're going to call into the show, let's give you a reminder right quick. Please don't call in and block your number or use a private number. If you do so, we're going to think you're up to some shenanigans. So we're not going to try to call you back or anything like that, but just for the sake of, let's just say controlling the show and making sure that there's no shenanigans going on. Just call from your regular number and stuff, and, you know, we'll recognize you by your area code. We never give out your whole number, and we don't use your names. So, again, KT, you've been cruising cyberspace?
A little bit.
Yeah. What's your latest conquest? Is she interested in your digits, your height, your weight, your bank account? Them the digits we talking about.
Height, weight, bank account, that's about 401k, 501c3. Oh, goodness, what's going on here?
I've had them tell me, say, hey, I got to do a background check on you before I give you my number. I said, okay, what's your, they ask you about your credit score too, don't they?
Oh, yeah, you know what about the credit score? I think I have a new one for you. If you're talking about all this, trying to see if someone's numerically nubile, I think I have another one. I'm going to tell them from now on, if your combined IQ score and your FICO score is not a combined 850 to 900, then we don't have anything to talk about.
Oops. Here we go. Somebody just dropped their face. I got to pick it up. Are you saying that you're going to be actually letting these ladies know that from now on, that if they don't have a sum total of 850 with a combined credit score and IQ, that is, that they can't talk to the Master KT?
Well, you know, I'm being a bit facetious, but isn't that what it seems like it's come to? It's almost like we have to participate in this, you know, this mathematical misandry and misogyny almost.
Touche. Yeah, man got to do.
It seems like it's come
to. But man got to do, just like a sister. Hey, can you bring in 713 there, KT? Is she in there?
Yeah, 713's in here.
Okay, she's in. You there, 713?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do you give, when you're talking to them brothers on cyberspace, do you try to get the 411 or give them the 10-fold or the 911 or 187? Which is it?
Oh, boy. KT, I like the IQ and your beacon score here.
Yeah. But, it adds up.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Let's keep it 100 over here. Since we're kicking the mathematics, let's keep it 100 because those are kind of important things. Even if it's not, if your beacon score is below 500, you know, you got to be up front with that kind of stuff. When you're cruising cyberspace and you run into them, you run into the busters or you run into the captain, save a hoe! How do you approach it?
Well, I'm not looking for a Buster nor a Captain Save-A-Ho because
okay.
Pretty much I can maintain on my own.
Okay, brother, I've inquired about your dress size, shoe size.
Yes, they have been inquired about my shoe size, waistline, bust size. I even had one to ask me for the whole nine yards.
Yeah, well, the 36, 24, 36, isn't that the perfect figure?
That so-called the perfect figure, but what
right,
really
right,
is
right.
The figure? Like you said, Dr. Wash, I wash. I don't
yeah,
too much.
I wash with no substance.
Exactly. I don't too much look for the out appearance in a gentleman. I look within the heart.
Oh, you know 713. By the way, guys, I think what 713 was responding to, we often use terms that on the show that are kind of unique, like I wash without substance, which refers to when we're out there looking for a mate, we look for all the glossy and the floss. We look for the high yellow brother with the good hair. We look for the high yellow sister with the long hair and the big booty. And we find out that these people have no character substance, no integrity, no purpose in life other than to use what they got to get what they want. And that's what she was referring to. But again, 713, let me ask you this one. Anybody ever try to get into your, do a background check on you, anything like that?
Yeah. Actually, I had one person said, if we're going to get together, if you have any debts, we most certainly cannot get together because he's looking for someone that's pretty much debt-free. And if he's looking for someone pretty much debt-free, he must be talking about a six-month-old.
Whoa.
And I do not fit the description off a six-month-old.
Hey, co-host.
He does not fit the description as Billy D. Williams.
Let me see if my co-host is debt-free because I know Dr. Rock ain't. I think that's my baby mama calling my cell phone right now. KT. You debt-free, fancy-free, and happy-go-lucky?
Is KT debt-free
yes,
and happy-go-lucky?
Is the Pope Catholic?
Oh, good. Well, I don't. Student loans, anybody?
Anybody heard about student loans, the government?
Anybody know about student loans? I'm still a young man. I got the student loans. So if they come barking up my credit score tree, I'm going to have to send them running away like a mailman with a can of mace.
Touché.
Oh, my Lord.
And
it's like that, huh?
Like roof, roof. I'm at your ankles. Because, you know, let's be real about it. Again, see, we're going to have fun this week, but the whole purpose of this show is to show people and to prove to people that none of this stuff matters. However, I'm going to tell you the one I run across all the time because I know I'm not like KT. KT's about, what, 6'9", about 245 chisel steel, you know. But Dr. Rock's an average guy, about 5'9", and oftentimes, you know, you get it on these profiles. These women say, well, I'm 5'11", and 6'7", heels, so I don't want to date a man if he's under 6 feet tall. So my response to that is usually, well, I pretty much don't want to date a woman unless she got an IQ of a 147 or above. And then, you know, all hell breaks loose. It gets ugly then because, you know, they start, you know, dangling participles and splitting verbs. I thought I'd get a response from you. And then you got to wind up and do what, guys? You got to put the big block on them, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we're not going to go through all that, you know, redundant rhetoric. We're not going to go through all that. We're just going to be up front. You know, you say what you got to say. I'm going to say what I got to say. This freedom thing, it goes across the board, you know, and that's the way we do it around here. Everybody has a right to say what they want to say. If you can express these type of emotions and these type of opinions, you better be ready to take it back. Everybody ain't just going to swallow it. So, again, KT, I know you kind of date on that flavor side, that multicultural flavor side. Have you noticed that some of the ladies from other parts of the world have become very westernized in their approach to dating?
If you say westernized in terms of being a little bit more, I don't want to say superficial, because we all can be a little superficial, but when I say they're a little bit more obsessed with the numbers game, then you definitely have to. You definitely can't help but to observe things like that.
Yeah.
When they ask about you know certain numerical things, and like we're joking about it, and it is rather silly, but it's like the song said, all you used to have to do is you meet someone, you talk a little while, you ask them for that number, and then the courtship would commence.
Unfortunately,
but now,
what I'm saying is that they get to a lot more digits before they even get to the numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah, before we exchange numbers, you know, you want to know my shoe size, my bank account, my FICO score, excuse my French, the length of my swollen phallus, and you don't even know my real name. You're still calling me, you know, Joe Blow dot 22.
Because we don't want to get it mixed up with the other Joe Blow.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
You're Joe Blow number 2.
Oh, not 22.
Nah.
Touche. Exactly. Geographical mistake there. You see what I'm saying? It can happen on cyberspace because what? You can be anybody you want to on that
exactly.
Screen. That's the key, guys. That's what Dr. Rock tells you. Take time to know that person. You know, go slow with it. You don't have to be in a hurry. They ain't going nowhere. If they're for real and they're really digging you on a real tip, you know, you don't even have to rush them about the digits. I found that situation myself where I've met people and they've asked me, you know, hey, look here, I'm digging you. Your flavor is tight. I want to jump your bones. Can I fly down this weekend or you want to fly down this weekend? And I said, well, you know what? I kind of just want to get to know you. Can I go slow? Oh, they're like, I'm like, oh, that sounds like some punk shit to me. I say, excuse me, I'm a sensitive brother. Now, when a woman says that she wants to go slow, then men, we're supposed to respect that. You know, and the reason I want to go slow, because if I'm serious about you, even if I'm not serious about you, just for the safety of my own sanity and my household, I want to make sure I know who I'm dealing with a little bit. You never really know. But if you talk to a person 90 days or so, and, you know, you can call them anytime, they can call you. You know, the kids answer the phone, they get to know you. You know, you're talking to their aunts, their moms, wherever they the people in their world, you kind of have an inkling of an idea that this person is opening up their book to you. But, I mean, if if it's just a passerby thing and, you know, they just got caught up in the fact that you're a pious pontificator of provocative postulation and they just got caught up in the MAC and they just want to react on that, I suggest you take some time. Now, if the SEX is all you're looking for, then you're right, you know. But like I say, you know, strap it up twice. You know, ride it right, and, you know, protect yourself, because those are dangerous games on both sides, because there are women out there that are looking for just SEX also, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard women tell guys, you know, well, mister, I just want to have a physical relationship with you.
You're my Wednesday man.
Yeah, if I call you on Wednesday, you know, you come and do what you do, and then you be up out of here, and that's pretty much the extent of the relationship. Now, again, if you don't have any self-respect, and that's cool beans. But again, if you're looking for something deeper than that, then don't settle. You know, don't just settle. But how about the numerologists? How about the deep chicks that say, or the deep brothers that are like Afrocentric and say they can read your palm and they can dissect your birthday and tell you about yourself? They're going to read your book out loud. They ain't never seen you, don't know you from Adam, but they're going to read your book out loud. You ever run across one of them? Anybody? KT?
713.
Oh, you
take it.
Yeah, KT, you run across one of them?
Oh, well, no, I was going to let 713 take it, but if you want me to give my take on it, I can real quick.
You the man. This is your world, so go ahead and spit fire.
That kind of thing, it kind of strikes me as almost like palm reading in general. Tell you some things, a few positive things, and that's, oh, girl, I'm going to read your palm. I'm going to look into your eyes. I'm going to tell you what you're thinking. And look into your eyes, and they hold your hand. They tell you a whole lot of positive things, maybe toss in a negative with a little bit of potential. That, you know, get that mind going a little bit. I mean, that's the number one thing you can do for yourself is make a woman's mind wander.
Right. And you know what? I mean, I'm a numerologist. So there is some truth to numerology, astrology, the zodiac and
zodiac signs.
Exactly. I mean, I know a lot of people believe in that stuff. What's that song back in the day? Hey, my name is Larry, and I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, yeah, that's floating.
Exactly. You know, Larry was cool like that. People used to introduce themselves by saying, you know, their zodiac sign first up. And but now, like I say, you know, you talk to I'm going to give you a good one, guys. I talked to a lady once long distance. I'm going to say, I think she was in Denver. And she called me. She had been kind of hitting me up on my profile, and she kept, you know, contacting me and so forth. So eventually she sent me the number I called in. She asked me a couple of questions, and I answered them. And I asked her a question, and she got quiet. And, you know, I says, well, you know, where do you work at? You know, what kind of work do you do? She was very distant. Well, I don't feel like I have to answer that, you know. Now, is that a red flag or is that a closed door?
She probably felt that it was too early for you to know where she worked. Because, you know,
type of work she did? Because now, understand this.
That's a little puzzling now. Now, that part, it's no harm in telling somebody, well, I'm an accountant.
Don't forget, now, this is a no-sexist zone. And understand this. I had given her information. She had asked me a myriad of questions before I got to ask her any. I was the gentleman, and I answered her questions, honestly and up front. When I asked her questions, she became very distant and reserved.
Well, what day was it?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
I mean,
We're talking about numbers here, and she might be an Aquarius, and Aquarius might not want to give out some information on certain days of the week.
What day is it in your life, 713? Because I think you're making an excuse about right now. So we're not going to do that. We ain't going to play that game. But we're having fun today, guys. So we again, next week's show is going to be, I want some people to go to the website, read the teaser, get a copy of the book, order the book, read the book. I guarantee you there's some things in there, some social commentary, some information about the social dynamics between men and women that will help improve you and your relationship with your soulmate, whether it be, you know, what flavor, whatever. It doesn't matter, guys. We don't even discriminate. But, you know, KT, back to you, because I think 713 is trying to pull my leg. And, I got one, guys, for you. I wear a size 7.5 and an 8 shoe.
Are you kidding me?
And you know what women say about that. They always ask the man, you know, girl, he got big feet. And we all know what that's alluding to, that his phallus is pronounced and very statuesque. However, you know, is that like an urban myth, or is it like factual, biologically, or what? 713, I think you're in the medical field. I'm sure you did some body swabs and so forth.
Yes, I did several body swabs.
Is that applicable in your genre?
It all depends. To a myth, gosh. Well, if I can be quite frank and open, since we all adult here, all adults, 7.5 shoe size does not mean in your genitals have to be 2.
Right, small.
Okay, well, even small, large,
right.
Whatever. I have come across with some guys who are 9.5. And watch, they are far away from 9.5.
Exactly. So
put it that way. Even on a good day.
Yeah, that's an urban myth. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But you know, for some odd reason, again, people.
It's not the size you have; it's how you use it.
It's the motion in the ocean, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Anyway, but I got people that you know constantly, you know, make jokes about you know people and you know their stature. We got to be a little bit more serious about things than that, guys. I mean, we really do. I mean, it's just, you know, if you're actually interested in learning about a person, whatever happened, you know what I do when I meet somebody on the internet. You know, the first thing I look for is a commonality, a common interest,
right?
Something that we're interested in doing, maybe not even together, but she's interested in doing. Maybe she's interested in art, and I'm interested in art. You know, whether it be sculpture, whatever substrate method, you know, it could be painting or it could be spoken word, writing a book. You know, I've noticed that there's 2 or 3 different type of people in the world. They're religious people, they're business people, and then they're artistic people. And, of course, I forgot the other one. They're the people that are inclined with sports aptitude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of those because – and they're pretty much, but I've noticed that if you are dominated by one of those, let's just say if you're dominated by one of those interests, then you usually fall short in other categories.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the problem. So the key is, I think what most women are looking for today is what our next show is going to be about next week. It's called a Renaissance Man. That's a man who's well-rounded, contemporary, libertine in his ideology, free thinking. He thinks outside the box. He's well-read, well-traveled, comfortable pretty much in any setting. You know, I've been called that myself. You know, I've been called, you know, I've heard, you know, I've been around women and so forth in social gatherings where they say, girl, you know, you got a man who's like the man of all occasions. He's comfortable in pretty much all occasions, even has the apparel to represent, you know, these different occasions. And he's comfortable talking to pretty much anybody anywhere on this planet. That has a lot to do with it. I mean, they talk about swagger, but I tell men a lot of times, confidence will take you a long way. You know, even if you got to take off. Yeah, it'll take you sometimes places that, you know, you can't get in otherwise. But let's go back to KT right quick. KT.
Yes, sir.
Did you give up them digits? And did you give did you give up that Social Security number and your bank account?
The Social Security number and the bank account. No, I didn't give any of that up.
Did she run through your bank account like a Mack truck with no brakes?
No, because if you try to run through my bank account, a Mack truck won't fit. Maybe a Miata, but a Mack truck. But I think that some of this speaks to a bigger issue, what you said earlier about commonalities. I think a lot of it has gone from we used to want to understand the person. And like you said earlier, you get to know the person, you get to know their family, you share a common interest. Even if it's if the things you don't do together, there's still common interests that you know this person likes and they know that you like. But now we want to be able to figure a person out. We want to be able to have like a graph or a chart. We may want to be able to categorize people based upon certain things, you know, shoe size or income or behind to butt ratio.
Okay.
We want to be able to just to figure things out. It's we've gotten a lot of we've gotten. I don't want to say, for lack of a better term, say we've gotten socially lazy.
Okay.
We've gotten personally lazy. I think the better way to say it, we've gotten interpersonally lazy. And I'm not talking about the proliferation of the internet and cyberspace dating and things like that. I'm just talking about the pure lack of effort to understand a person.
Understanding
as opposed to.
Yeah, I agree. Taking the time. That's those interpersonal skills that we're losing.
Right.
Yeah, because on the internet, again, you can be anybody you want to be. You can play all the games that you want to play. You can be just about sex. When you know every day you got to get up and go to work, you know, I mean, that's the harsh reality. You can be about fun and games. When you know, your Uncle Bubba died last week and it's breaking you apart. You know, I've had stalkers on the internet and, you know, ladies call me and the first conversation we have, they're crying on the phone. You know, because it's not me, it's something that's missing in their life. And they're trying to express it to me, and they just want to have somebody to talk to. I happen to be one of those kind of guys that have, you know, an easygoing personality, and I just let them talk. I let them get it out. You know, I don't run from that type of person. People say, oh, that's a red flag, you know. You know, no. Because some of those people are still good friends of mine. And then some of them, you're right, I've changed my number because of them. You know, if you got to change the digits, you know, it's getting pretty bad. But it happens sometimes. And that's why we always say on the Dr. Rock Show that when you're cruising cyberspace, be safe. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, how safe, in other words, can you be in the comfort of your own home on your internet? And again, if you guys get a copy of the book Computer Love, you'll see a poem in there that's written by one of my friends off of cyberspace from Toledo. And it's very poetic. She is probably, I consider her one of the up-and-coming poet laureates of the new generation or the next generation. Deep sister. I'm going to call her Perfectly Imperfect. And she's a deep sister. Back to the topic at hand. Kicking the mathematics. Is an Aquarius more likely to date a Pisces than a Libra? That's that astrology stuff. You know, some people say, well, we ain't compatible. How do you know? We ain't even had a conversation.
They
believe that zodiac thing. And
a lot of people believe in it.
Go ahead, 713.
A lot of people believe in the zodiac sign because once you read it, or I used to be into the zodiac sign, okay? If my sign is compatible for whatever they have jotted down on that paper, like a Sagittarius, is one of them, then you meet someone who's actually a Sagittarius, and we have absolutely nothing in common.
Exactly. And
but like they said, opposite attracts.
Opposites attract sometimes. I agree. But that's what we're talking about, the mathematics. Because you know what? Mathematics is the only true language.
Mm-hmm.
Like we always say, one is one all over the world. You know, it can't be denied. And that's why we're getting into, is the shoe size important? Is your bank account, your height, your weight, your waist size, you know, how many kids you got? All those things important. All those are digits that we might get to before we ever get those 10 digits that matter. Because, I mean, I like to hear a person's voice. I mean, we can chat an instant message online forever. But until I hear your voice, because you might be the sexiest thing in the world and have a voice with more bass in it than mine. That can be frightening.
That can't work.
Yeah, that can be frightening. you have to, and then vice versa. You know, a guy can be intellectual, got a good job, and have a voice like squeaky.
Mm-hmm. And that definitely will not work.
And it turns women off sometimes. So, you know, kicking those mathematics, now this is the key. If a woman asks you that to give her your information so that she can run a background check, should you or should you not do that? I want both of your guys' opinion. Either one.
No.
No.
They know 713?
I wouldn't go and ask someone their digits so I can run a background check. Furthermore,
want to Google you?
You don't have to tell them that you Google. You just write these days, computer technology. You can put their name in the information and bam.
That is Googling. That's what I'm saying.
You can say, hey, Dr. Rock, I'm getting ready to Google you so I can find out more information because I don't feel that you're being 100% honest with me.
Okay. And as a man,
how do you know that person didn't do it anyway without informing you?
But a man who, yeah, exactly. And I say feel free to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to hide. You know, you can Google me. You can go to Blog Talk Radio. I'm right here. Go to my website. My phone number is right there. Give me a call. I had a lady, by the way, email me last week. I had three emails. Two of them were kind of distraught. But one lady gave me a pretty sad scenario about what's going on in her house. I'm going to collect those, and we're going to do a show just on the emails. But, again, I want to stick with this one because, you know, kicking the mathematics, I mean, it's kind of important. A lot of people don't realize, did you know that a www, which is called a domain name, has a numeric value?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that. Numbers are everywhere. Binary code. Did you know the basic language of that computer is simple zeros and ones?
Yeah.
And that switch is either on or off because it's easier. But the problem is it's moving in what? Nanoseconds. A million bits of information are being passed in seconds. That's the key, guys. This is the true essence of technology. And, again, it wouldn't allow us to do what we're doing right now if we didn't have this technology. So what I'm saying is if she's inquiring about your information on the Internet, you know, if she wants to Google you, let her Google you. If you want my Social Security number, you know, you must be bugging. I don't like to give that to the people on the credit card company, lady.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not going to give you my Social Security number. Who do you think you are? You know, you need to get off the phone, take a break, and take your medication. It's an infringement for her to even ask me that. And at that point, I let them know. At this point, I'm personally offended. Because if you're not secure enough to even, you know, come on this site and just peruse and have fun, then you need to find you another playground. But it ain't at Dr. Rock's house. But anything else you want to know about my life, not a problem, because I'm not the kind of person that you got to go in the closet and them skeletons start falling out. I ain't got a lot to hide. I can honestly say that it's nothing I've done in my life that I'm ashamed of. Straight up. So we can talk about it. That's why they call in the doctor. Because I got the answers. And the answer is what? I think Shakespeare said it. The Egyptians or the Kemetic people used to say it, know thyself. And Shakespeare said it poetically by, you know, first and foremost, to thine self be true.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a relationship with anybody, the first relationship you need to have is with yourself. You got to be comfortable with yourself. Or that's when you go out looking for something that's going to make you whole, because there's a piece of you missing, a big hole in your heart. I think we call them empty vessels. We did a show about that. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. KT, let me ask you this. Okay. Mm-hmm. She wants to go out with you. She's right here in Houston. You guys go out. You take her to Papa Do's. I'm not giving you guys a plug, Papa Do's, unless y'all going to give some of my people some free dates and some free dinners now. So, but anyway, say, you know, you take her to Papa Do's. You guys, you know, you spend a little money. Y'all have a good time, sit down and talk. You walk into her car. You give her a kiss. She calls you back the next day or 2 days later, and you say, well, you know, what's going on? Did you enjoy yourself? Well, I'm used to going to more upscale restaurants.
Hmm.
What's your approach?
Well, I mean, first I'd humor her and ask her, what does she consider upscale?
Okay, Largo, Louis on the Lake. Just throw some out there. Again, I don't want to give anybody a plug until they start giving Dr. Rock some money.
Yes, yeah, I've never heard of any of those places, and I won't go unless they give Dr. Rock some money. But
touche.
But then I would ask her, okay, well, I mean, that's very much understandable. But then I say, well, what is the purpose of the upscale restaurants? I mean, would that sully our evening if we go to a quote unquote lower scale restaurant as opposed to an upper scale restaurant? I mean, do I lose points in your view because I didn't take you to an upscale restaurant?
Well, let me ask you this.
I mean, I would.
What is she saying when she says that?
She's saying, that one little statement can say so much. You know, I'm an analytical character.
Exactly.
And that one statement can say so much. You can say, I'm used to dating guys with more money than you, or I equate more money with better, or I appreciate the quote-unquote finer things in life, things like that. She's basically telling me that before we even had a chance to truly get to know each other, she's already telling me that I'm coming up short.
Touché.
Which is completely unfair because she does not know me. Once again, going back to what we discussed earlier about getting to know someone versus trying to figure them out. She's already figured me out to be not able to take her to these upscale restaurants or not even recognize her taste for the quote-unquote upscale.
Right. 713, did you want to interject?
Pardon?
Did you want to interject?
Yes. What she's already did, KT, was size you up.
Okay.
Because when you said you want to take her out, she already had the restaurant in her mind where she wanted to go, not quote unquote you wanted to take her.
Hallelujah.
That's what she's saying. I mean, here it is. Yes, you're a fine gentleman and well knowledge and so forth and so forth. And here you taking me to Papa Do's? Are you kidding me?
Thank you. I mean, that's not
and
a bad
that
line.
Is why she probably won't be calling you. Probably will call you back 2 days or no days or at all.
Yeah, probably not. But she probably did you a favor also.
Exactly.
If she's equating your worth to a dollar value, then she ain't the one. That's coming from Dr. Rock, guys. I've talked to ladies that are PhDs, doctors, judges. Actresses, you know, artists, very famous, very wealthy women that are down to earth, that are real. Because if I have to equate your value, your self-worth in relationship to a monetary value, something's wrong with that, guys. It's not going to work. It's just not. That can't be. We can't do it that way. You know, so let's just try to be a little bit more realistic about it and show that there's some value there, some personal value, character. The fact that I will love you through your downstroke. The fact that I will be beside you after you get laid off.
I was getting ready to say that, Dr. Rock.
Yeah, the fact
you
that
can
I will
show a, you can really tell if from a man or a woman's perspective when you're in a relationship, lose your job, and you'll see exactly how valuable that individual person really cared for you. Lose your job. Get laid off.
We call it that downstroke, that valley and the peaks and the valleys. If you go through a valley and that person bows out on you, you know, you just need to move around and just move forward and leave it alone. Because, and unfortunately, that is the norm today.
Mm-hmm.
I see it oft times. And I'm going to say this, guys, and I'm not trying to, I know this is a no-sexist zone, but, and I know some people have a problem with this. But believe me, men have protected and loved women since the beginning of time. And now all of a sudden you guys have some opportunity to make some monies. But as soon as a guy, I've heard women say that they don't want to marry a guy who is not financially on their level. I've heard them say that. You know, and of course, you know, I'm not going to use OJ. It might be a bad example. But, I mean, that girl was playing hash, you know what I'm saying? She was a waitress. I mean, I don't think she was breaking six figures, you know, but he saw the person. And I've seen other men in corporate America. I've seen men marry women who just liked the way her lip curled up in the corner when she said certain syllables, or the way her little hips swerved, or her smile, her voice, you know. So this love and this money thing, guys, we got to get bigger than that. And that's why a lot of times most relationships don't work. Because they're created on pretty much, you know, what? On shaky ground. I mean, if you create your relationship on the fact that, girl, I'm going to marry him because he got this good job and he's making all this money, what happens when he ain't? Same thing.
He's out the door.
Yeah.
He's going to be replaced.
Yeah. And I tell guys, you know, the best revenge is success, to come back strong. And let them know what they missed out on. Females, too. Because some guys are like that. Some guys will say, well, hey, I make six figures. This is where I shop. This is what I drive. I met a lady the other day. She told me, she says, well, you know, you're a doctor. I thought you were driving a Benz. And she was working 25 years at the city. And I looked up outside. I asked her, well, you know, where's your Benz? Because when she pointed out her car, I thought it was just a wreck on the side of the road. And yet she had the audacity to ask me about why I don't own a Benz. Been that, done that. You know, we have to get more focused on the things that matters, guys. That doesn't matter. You can be happy in a Volkswagen Beetle if there's love between the two of you.
Long as it has a sunroof.
Yeah. The problem is love is a joke these days, guys. What's the song by a little short guy, Musique, Soul Child? He said, we use that word and we take it for granted every day. We say it like a conjunction. Just like conjunction, function, and, if, buts. You know, we use that word and we don't really mean it. I love you. I'm in love with you. I love you so much. But when it comes time to show it, you know, we got 1,000 excuses as to why we can't, what? Fulfill the definition of the word that we've been pontificating for the last 3 years. If you love me, let's build a house together and make sure it has credit life on it. So if you pass, your family will have somewhere to live. That's love. Love is that verb, that action word. Remember, guys? It's giving. And women have to learn how to give, too, unconditionally. Mm. Agape love. Can you love a man after he, even if he shows you he doesn't love you? Does your love stop? You know, I meet women on the internet are saying, well, I have a foundation for my husband, ex-husband who passed from liver disease, and I can respect that, you know. And they say they love him, and you start talking to him, The next thing you know, you got the phone sex going on, and he been dead about 2 months. What a love at?
Or is it dumb?
Or is it just disrespect? Which is it? Does love love anybody? Do we love each other, KT?
Well, who was that? Was that the spinners who said that love don't love nobody?
It takes a fool.
I got a better one.
To know. Which one you got, 713?
Like Tina Turner say, what love got to do with it?
Yeah. So it's all about the mathematics, right, Tina? It's about that bank account. How many zeros you got in front of that one?
I think this is the thing a lot of us.
Hold on,
713. Go ahead, KT.
I hear people a lot of, even now, you know, it almost seems like an archaic term, but when people say, oh, I like the finer things in life, I like the finer things in life, that's a superlative. Fine, finer. What comes after finer?
Mm-hmm.
Finest.
Right.
So that let us know right there that something's missing. When the finer things in life equal something that's monetarily gained, that
right.
means that there's a superlative there that we're missing. Now, how do we get there?
I'm going to interject right quick, and I'm going to let 713 come back in. You know what really disappoints me mostly about people today? Especially when they're out there presenting themselves as people of character trying to get in a relationship. They're trying to be something that they're not. We all try to present ourselves as something that we're not. Just like Dr. Rock, you're right, guys. I'm not a legal. I am not a professional doctor of either medicine or psychology. However, I know what I'm talking about. This is just a tag. But I'm honest enough to say that when people say, well, you know, did you study medicine? No. Well, you have a degree in psychology? No. I am just a very learned individual in the art of counseling and understanding relationships. That's what I do. But we got to stop trying to be something that we're not. And just be who we are, be comfortable with that, and I think that would make the bonding process a lot easier, a lot simpler. You know, you don't have to have a six-figure income to talk to me. You don't. It's not necessary. You know, I mean, the majority of the people that I know, there are people that I know that make a lot of money, even have a couple of millionaire friends. They don't call me every day. We're cool, you know. But the key is, when they do call me, you know what it is? What's up, Rock? It's like that. It's not about, you know, I got a new Bentley or I got a new Porsche, because they got checked with that stuff a long time ago. Because when I was rolling like that, I didn't call anybody and say, well, yeah, by the way, you know, I just picked up that new Carrera, you know, and I knew that they were trying to, you know, find some food. There's no balance in that. So what we have to do is relating and relationships, and that's what Dr. Rock is trying to do, is break it down. Relating means relating. Relating means understanding. Understanding means consideration. We have to take this process of trying to be honest with ourselves and with the person that we're in the relationship with, whether it be personal or business, and be forthfront. And that is the problem today. What's real and what's not real, I mean, they're almost identical. It's hard to tell what's real today. Sisters say they're looking for a real man. They got those Lee pop-off nails. They got fake contacts. And you know the hair is unbelievable. But they're looking for a real man. And you say, well, baby, look, you know, you can wear your hair short because you're still beautiful. You don't have to have on those pop on nails and those contacts. I'm digging you for the person that you are. But we're going to be talking about that also. There's something in the society and the social norm that makes them feel that they're more attractive when they do those things. And they're making the Orientals rich. They're making somebody else rich. That's what black folks are good for, making other people rich. Since we're kicking, you know, the mathematics, $687 billion worth of mathematics that never makes it back to the hood. Who gives a damn about the black family? Because we're giving our money away every day. We don't even care about it. We come home and throw a box of chicken down and give the kids a remote control. We don't turn off the TV and say, you know, let's look at the map of Africa. So if you're kicking those mathematics in cyberspace and you pass through by Dr. Rock, you know, understand this, that we will dissect the inevitable. Okay, closing words, guys. We got about 9 minutes. Let's make sure we give them another plug. Hey, guys, if you're listening on the Internet, on the blog talk, if you just tune in, if you go to the website and you listen to the widget, go to the website, take a look at it. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Take some time to read some of the information, listen to some of the music. Join some of the clubs. We got the HHR Club. We got Intimate Space, which is a publishing company that we're going to create a stable of writers. We got a lot of big things going on. Leave us a message. You do the pull down when you go to contact us. You can leave us a message. We'll get back with you. We'll have someone get back with you, and we'll contact you. Starting a new business. Business is our aphrodisiac. That's what we love. Business is the lifeblood of any community. That's what we want you to do. And if you're doing that, we want to help you. We got very affordable prices. We're not going to try to take you to the bridge. Marketing, we're marketing geniuses. I have a staff of people that can come up and we can create brand new ideas. Again, brand new stands for the fact that we don't do what other people do. We do brand new, guys. But back to these, get that book, too. Get the book. It's hot. I'm telling you, Zane is mad at me. Until I said it, she's mad at me. But anyway, again, what about the area code? How about the ones that come on and say, well, I'm looking for somebody in my area. I said, well, baby, you can go to the club. You ain't got to be on cyberspace. You can walk down the street to the pub. You know, that's kind of a waste. I hear that a lot, too. You know, but the biggest one I hear, I'm going to be honest with you guys. The biggest one I hear is about the income. Because some sites will allow you to put your income in. Now, that may not be honest. And some guys use it as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people, you know, have you guys ever heard of the site, what is it? Is it Million Dollar Guys or SugarDaddy.com?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, SugarDaddy.com. You know, I mean, I understand brothers that have money. You know, I got a couple of ends myself. But what man would want to buy love? That's the question. That's the last question of the night, guys. Can you buy love?
Temporary.
Can love be bought? Can you buy some love, 713?
Can I buy some love?
Well, you probably don't have
No, I don't want, if I have to buy love, then it's not really love at all.
You got that body, right? You use that as a weapon of mass destruction?
No, I don't have, I don't have that. To me, it's what I think and how I feel about myself.
Exactly. Now,
okay.
Can you buy love, KT?
Well, that's almost an oxymoron to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are almost antithetic terms. I mean, love is supposed to be something that's given on free will, right?
Yeah, I agree.
How can you purchase something like that? I mean, you can buy the illusion of love. I mean,
right.
You can definitely buy affection, but you can't buy. I don't think you can buy love, or real intimacy. I mean, love. I think to me, love is about sacrifice. Love is about giving. How can you buy something that's supposed to be given to you? That's almost oxymoronic to me.
Okay, now Dr. Rock's going to answer that question. Of course you can buy love. Like you just said, if you equate love to a fleeting moment, a backseat romance, the old girl at the booty club, it can be bought if that's what you equate it as. If you're looking for something that's long-lasting and enduring, that's consummating, committed. No, that's not enough money in the world to buy that. And last but not least, if you have to pay for it, it kind of loses its value, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's not love.
Yeah, it kind of lessens its actual value. And that's a sad, sad, sad song. But it is a harsh reality today, guys. It's a harsh reality. Let me ask you this, 713, because you're female. Women want to go everywhere. They want to travel. They want to go to the best restaurants. They want to wear the best clothes. Does that give them worth? Or what is that energy thing about when they have to, you know, I love it. I love my people. Dr. Rock loves his people. But I hear this often in people that I meet, the children or even the grown folks say that they're bored. I've never been bored in my life as long as I had a book in my house. Never. But it doesn't seem like we're going to be able to entertain ourselves unless we're drinking some cognac, the music is blaring at a 20, and somebody's slapping us on our ass.
I'm going to answer. I can answer that. I sometimes use the word I'm bored because when I use it, I'm sitting in the house or just got out from work. Here it is the weekend. I like to do something with my man. You know, I like to go to the park or either walk or let's just gas that car up and or either put some clothes in the trunk and let's just hit the interstate and go.
Okay.
Long as we're doing something together or he's working on his business and I'm in either the front room or out on the deck, we're not doing anything together. So I've always say I'm bored. Let's go do something together. That's what I use my terminology for boredness.
Okay. Let's say he's an author and he needs a little space so he can work on a manuscript.
That's cool.
Okay.
That's fine.
But there has to be a balance.
Yes.
Exactly.
But don't feel like you're neglecting me and putting your work first all the time. I understand that, hey, I'm behind you 100% or 3,000%, but still do not neglect me.
Okay.
Let's do something together.
Makes sense. That was very sane. KT, can you piggyback off of that, or do you want to jump off that pig?
Oh.
It's your choice.
Oh goodness! Well, don't leave the choice to me. Well, no, I can definitely agree with that. What she's saying that they want to do something together. I mean, sometimes you can, you know, sit and read. I think it's like you always say, variety is the spice of life.
Mm-hmm.
So just find different things to do together. Whether it be reading around the house, whether it just, you know, go to the park and just get a blanket, sit out in the sun.
And you're right. And for all you guys who are doubting my credentials, that's why they call me the doctor. Because what did we just do? We went 360 degrees, and what did we come back to? Commonality.
Mm-hmm.
If you got something in common, it's easy to share, to spend,
right,
and even enjoy that intimate space together.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy. It becomes, because you know what? Love ain't got to be no hard work. You do that when you're on the plantation. When you come home, it's got to be cool in a fan. Easy like Sunday morning. You know, silk, you know, Gucci underwear and booty shorts. Okay, guys? So, again, go to the website. That's Dr. Rock, www.brandnewnu.me generation, where we don't do what others do. We do it brand new. Make sure you come in every Thursday, 7 o'clock Central Time. We're located in Houston, Texas. Thanks to my co-host, KT. We had old call in L 713. She's always provocative, bringing us some insight that we kind of need these days. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to do it like this. So we got that computer love kind of thing going on. But what we want to do, we want to see you next week, same bat time. We're going to talk about romance and relationships. Thanks again, guys. Talking, coming in, sharing. Dr. Rock, peace.
I'm a Houston boy.